Welcome to Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa of Christ is All Ministries. There are moral standards that underlie many, if not all, of our current laws. The question is, what should our laws be regarding the protection of an unborn child? Many people, even Christians, believe the Bible to be silent about this issue. And though you won't find the word abortion in the Bible, God's Word actually has a lot to say about the sanctity of life. We cannot stand idly by, merely listening to pro-life and pro-choice arguments, while millions of children are sacrificed to the idols of convenience and fear. Silence in the face of evil is itself evil. Not to speak is to speak, and not to act is to act. The time has come for the body of Christ to stand and speak up about the sanctity of life. In today's message, titled Protect Unborn Babies, Evangelist Paul Akwa encourages you to stand for life and love in Jesus Christ. Let's join in.
God has a plan for humanity, and we need to protect that. The best place to start is in the mother's womb, where life's journey begins. Our journey started in our mother's womb. Therefore, we should protect the lives of unborn babies. It's so strange that protecting unborn babies is not what a lot of people are praying for or planning to do, and not even a goal with most Christians. But that shouldn't be the case. Let's see what the Bible says about unborn babies. Every journey has a beginning. Our journey started in our mother's womb. God had already predetermined what our future should be when we had not yet come out of our mother's womb. That's incredible. Let me start by reading Psalm 139, and I read from verse 13. You can read with me if you have your Bible with you. For you formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eyes saw my substance being yet unformed, and in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. Hallelujah. So you see, this text of scripture is talking about the fact that God knew everything about us when we were still in our mother's womb. He possessed us before we came to know Him. All of our members, every single part of our body, every detail, our hair color, our eye color, our characteristics, our personalities, our talents, our abilities were all established in our mother's womb. Our most hidden and vital parts were all formed by Him in the hidden place while we were in our mother's womb. Oh, what a wonderful, miraculous God we're talking about. This gives an answer to the popular question, is abortion permitted or not? And the answer is not permitted. I know that anti-abortion is not a popular thing in our society today. It's important to recognize that God's kingdom operates on different systems from what this world system operates on. It's so important to know that. It's important leaders of the body of Christ say things and counter this culture. If the body of Christ doesn't stand up and speak against abortion, then people by default would be influenced by the pro-abortion propaganda. Our society today operates in a lot of pride, a lot of selfishness, a lot of arrogance, promoting abortion and doing things completely contrary to what the Word of God teaches. The Bible says we were possessed by God in our mother's womb. Your days were written down, including all the things that He wanted you to do while you were still in your mother's womb. Not only are you God's handiworks, but God has a special plan for your life that even covers all the number of your days. Hallelujah. We need to protect the future of unborn babies. That's our responsibility as Christians. Abortion for any Christian ought to be not an issue at all. This is so necessary for us today. Currently, the things of God are under the gun, especially in the Western world and developed countries. There is a tremendous surge of ungodliness. You are not going to hear godly things on the news. You are always going to hear about the bad side of everything. There are wonderful things happening today. God is doing awesome things, but you are not going to hear about it. People growing up in this culture are being bombarded with internet and movies and magazines and other things. The news media and the politics have been taken over by the ungodly, and today there is a spirit of Antichrist in most developed countries. There is a rejection of Christianity and Christian values. They are trying to make Christianity be within the four walls of the church. And if you have any public expression of your faith, they come against you furiously. But the Bible makes it clear that we are supposed to stand publicly and proclaim our faith in the Lord. Jesus said, "What I tell you in the dark, speak in the daylight. What is whispered in your ear, proclaim from the roofs. Do not be afraid of those who kill the body, but cannot kill the soul. Rather, be afraid of the one who can destroy both soul and body in hell." That's recorded in Matthew chapter 10, verses 27 to 28. So we are the light of the world. A city set on the hill cannot be hidden. Christ portrays us as salt and light and emphasizes on our potential to change society. We need to stand up and protect unborn babies by speaking against abortion. You must go to everywhere I send you and say whatever I command you. Do not be afraid of them, for I am with you and will rescue you, declares the Lord of hosts. Hallelujah. So we must be bold and declare the word of God. We must tell them that once you decide to take a life of an innocent child from the womb of a mother, you have committed murder. You need to let them know. I am preaching the word of God, my friend. The word of God says an unborn child is a living human being inside the mother's womb, and it's wrong to commit abortion. God wants all to share the gospel with unbelievers as well as believers about the healing power of God, about his plan, about his forgiveness, about his mercies, about his authority and love. It's so important. Let's declare to them. God loves everyone, but we must live according to his word. Christians have an incredible opportunity to rescue mothers and babies from abortion. We can save lives through the word of God. God has given us his word, and we must speak it out. We have to. Babies are people. When we are talking about abortion, it's not just about the woman or the mother's body. A baby has its own tissue, its own heartbeat, blood type. It has its own individual DNA. An unborn baby is a separate human being. Abortion is not a godly thing according to scripture. It's outlawed in scripture. Sometimes we shy away from our duty, but our light is to be seen. There is no place for private Christianity. The Christian is to be thrown into society where we will be persecuted, where we will be rejected. But God has made us salt and light. When you are placed in that kind of environment, your presence makes a change. Your presence makes the difference. The idea of keeping your Christian faith private is totally unscriptural. Do you know why unbelievers want us to keep our faith private? Let me tell, because they are scared of our influence and our potential to change society. Once we arise and get on the move, we need to arise and shine. They are frightened, so they want to pass laws and restrict us and protect themselves from our influence as believers. We need to speak out and tell the world that abortion is not a godly thing according to scripture. It's outlawed in scripture. The Christian life is not to be lived inside the church. Your life is to be lived in a society that is decaying, in a society that is degenerating, full of darkness, evil, wickedness, and sin. We are made for ministry, and we are agents of change, my friend. We can change society's mind about abortion through the word of God. I have put my words in your mouth. See, today I appoint you over nations and kingdoms to uproot and tear down, to destroy and overthrow, to build and to plant. That's what the Bible says in Jeremiah chapter 1 verses 9 to 10. So we are made to influence society which is in opposition to Almighty God. As soon as you leave the doors of the church, your opportunity begins. It begins where you are rejected. It begins where you are disliked and criticized. Let me ask you a question. How much food can you season as long as you keep the salt in its container? Not any. The nations we live in are degenerating orally in every area. It's not God's fault. The main reason for this is that too many of God's people have the misconception of who they are. What's our nature? We are salt and light, and we are therefore to effect change. Our goals in life as believers are totally different from people in the world. We must know that we are called out, set apart, and separated for a special purpose and use, and that is for God's use. We are His personal representatives in the world. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God were pleading through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. That's 2 Corinthians 5:20. And so as much as God wants us to have intimate relationship with Him, the main reason why He wants us to live here on earth is to glorify God. And to glorify Him means to show forth of His excellence. And I don't think Christians who are not standing up for the gospel do much to glorify God. I pray that from today you would be on the move and declare the faithful word of God. This is the word of God. Unborn babies are fearfully and wonderfully made, and they must be protected. Christians must not vote for politicians who support abortion. If you do, you are assisting murder. That's the way God looks at it. God loves you. I'm not saying that He doesn't love you, but I am saying what the Bible says. And anybody who is of a different opinion doesn't value what the Bible says. If you have not received Christ as your personal Savior, then you haven't valued what the Bible is saying. The word of God says it's appointed unto man to die once, and after that there is judgment. My friend, where do you stand? And if you will receive Him, you may pray this prayer after me, saying every word from your heart. Say, "Dear Lord, I recognize that I am a sinner and need to be saved. I understand that Jesus died in my place and suffered the judgment of all of my sins. I believe that Jesus rose from the dead and He is at the right hand of the Father. Lord Jesus, I surrender my life to You. Come and live in my heart and be my Lord and Savior. Thank You for saving me. Amen."
Thank you for joining us today on Digging Deep with Evangelist Paul Akwa. If you enjoyed today's message, be sure to tell a friend. Also, make sure you never miss an episode. If you have any prayer requests, you can contact us at +44 787 945 6907. You can also visit www.ciamint.com for more resources to help you dig deeper in your Christian life. Christ is all ministries, sharing Christ, changing lives.